You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Furious Artists with Francis and Liam. So you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
You can text us on 5395 of any cool openings that you've been to recently. Or if you just want to chat, I'd love to hear from you. Next Saturday, we'll see the first scene and art market put on by the By Artists and For Artists Collective, also known as By and For Collective. The new collective will be aiming to provide more artist-run spaces and events around Tamaki Makaurau with the ultimate goal of breaking down the barriers for people to enter the arts community of Aotearoa. I had a chat to Clove from Crafts and Curios about the collective, the market, and also a little bit of socialism, because, you know, this is an art show. Sorry, Wayne Brown, this is probably why he's defunding us. Here's the chat now.
So this is of Crafts and Curios. You guys can call me Cece or Clove, whatever feels comfortable. The By and For Collective was kind of born out of my irritation or disillusionment with how certain parts of the Auckland art scene have been run by people who aren't actually in the Auckland art scene. So I wanted to bring together artists to take our own path and forge our own futures together for each other. It was all about creating community for artists by artists.
What sort of stuff have you done in the Auckland art scene before this?
So Of Crafts and Curios is my little creative full-time job. And so I'm a zine maker, a doll maker. I do all kind of paper craft and stickers and artworks. And so I've been part of the Auckland zine market. I've been part of the Wellington Zine Fest.
What has it kind of been like to be organizing a group of people like this? Do you have many people in your collective yet, or are you kind of still working it up from the grounds?
We're still a fledgling little community, but we are working hard with some of my good friends and fellow artists in the community. At the moment, behind the scenes, it's me from Vaughan and a prominent poet in the Auckland community named Kate Fountain. So we're working behind the scenes just as a little community, but I would really like to open the doors up, get as many of us in the collective behind events and start actually doing things that artists want to be doing, not just kind of pushing ourselves into the cracks that we see fit, but actually making things we want to be part of and doing things for the community.
Why did you decide to go for the collective route to kind of like try and advocate for more of these artist spaces in Tamaki Makaurau to be properly run by artists rather than just trying to do this on your own?
I think that we are strongest together, and when one of us wins, we all win. And so I'm so anti-gatekeeping. I think that if you find something that works, if you building it, they will come kind of mentality is so much more important when we are these kind of non-traditional lifestyles, such as being an artist full time or, you know, making money through art rather than just sending out into the world and hoping for the best, but actually really thriving as artists. It's not something that seems to be very supported, especially in the current climate with our current mayor, who doesn't seem to value or appreciate the art as much as it should be, as much as like New Zealand.
It's really good to be kind of like creating these sorts of spaces and bringing people together, especially when they might have difficulty finding voices otherwise.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of the time the art community can feel like it's being pitted against each other when there's only so many limited spaces to show or to be in a market or to be successful, when in reality it doesn't have to be that way. There is enough room at the table for all of us to succeed. And if we are building each other up rather than fighting for those limited spaces, we can actually achieve so much more and so many great things for all of us.
Your first event that you've got going on as a part of the By and For Collective will be the By and For Zine Market, taking place on the 20th of March. Is that next Saturday?
Next Saturday. That is our first event. It's so exciting. It would be held at Allen Melville Centre here in the CBD, which is super exciting, super central, a great accessible building, and loads of really awesome public transport options to come on through to get there.
What do you think makes this zine market different from the other ones that we've seen in Tamaki Makaurau?
I would love to see more zine markets available in Auckland and around New Zealand. Most places have one a year, where a lot of us who make zines, we're making, you know, hundreds of zines all year round. We're all making zines constantly. It's out of the passion of making zines. We don't just make one a year. So we need to have, in my opinion, more zine markets and more of a zine community, because there are so many zine makers. It's something that everyone can do. Anything can be a zine. So we need to have more opportunities to share with that community and take part in trading and selling and enjoying zines as an underground publication movement.
So what stall holders do you have at this market?
I'm so excited to have Overcom coming through to this market. I love grapes and I love what Overcom stands for. So Overcom is definitely one of our stall holders. We also have the incredible Almond Sugary, who was recently at the New Lynn zine market and is so cool and talks about so many cool, like, the merging between creepy and cute, and I love their work. Of course, I will be there. Of Crafts and Curios will be bringing their magical zines to Buy and Four, and HB Pencil, which is a really cute duo of two best friends to create, like, these cool, artsy, queer-focused zines. And just all your faves from the zine markets around Auckland and New Zealand will be hopefully showing up and store holding.
Have you gone out of your way to ask these artists in particular to come, or have they been pitching their work to you?
By and for, I really wanted to create a non-hierarchical, non-competitive nature for applications. So I opened applications and did my best Instagram boost post that I could, and and got as many got the word out to as many people as I could, and they applied on their own terms, and then we went from there. I am genuinely looking for such a bigger venue for our next event because we had so many more applications than we could have in the building itself, which unfortunately meant we had to cut down on. We couldn't have everyone, which is really what I want to achieve eventually. So we are on the lookout for bigger venues to hold our next event so that we can have everyone who would like to show their work and sell their work that can.
Do you think that there's enough venue spaces like that in Tamaki Makaurau for wide enough spaces that are accessible to indie projects like this?
I do think that we do have a limited amount of options, especially with how Auckland Council positions itself. But at the same time, the Auckland Council buildings, anyone can hire them. It's just they're not necessarily big enough for the kind of events we might want to hold in the future. So we do have to look at private options, and that comes with funding and things like that. But we are so far away from that down the pipeline as we are just starting out. So we're doing what we can. But no, there is, in my opinion, there's not enough arts-focused spaces in Tamaki Makaurau for this kind of thing. But hopefully that will change as we start to see more privatization of arts and communities, since the council doesn't want to prioritize that with their funding.
Yeah, totally. So what sort of events are you looking at doing for the future with the Buy and Four Collective?
I would love to do more markets. I think there definitely is a call and need for more markets for artists to share their work. At the end of the day, we all need to sadly take part in capitalism and pay our rent. So that is something that we would like to do. I definitely want to do workshops because there are so many different types of artists and disciplinaries that are thriving in Auckland that I think we can share in. I'm personally a believer it's not about whether you can create the best, most incredible piece of art ever. It's just the fact that you want to create that is important. So I'd love to create space where people who might not traditionally think of themselves as artists or might be nervous or scared to try a new disciplinary that can have those spaces. So looking at workshops and maybe, studio spaces that we can collectively meet in and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think the markets, especially, I mean, you made the semi-joke about how we all unfortunately have to live under capitalism. But it's something that's interesting about these sorts of zine markets and arts markets that do already exist in Tamaki Makaurau that you're sort of adding on to, where it's a really great direct way to support these artists without necessarily having them need to go through the lens of working with clients for ads or anything like that. Not that there's anything wrong with taking those routes, but I think that it's really good to be providing them with spaces to monetize their work while still receiving creative freedom. Yeah?
Absolutely. I think at the end of the day, like when it comes to doing creative industries as a business by yourself, rather than, you know, getting a job in a festival, getting a job at the art gallery, when you're trying to be an artist or an entrepreneur in your field, the most important thing is that you do pay your rent and you can live. And sometimes that does come with selling out or having to do something that you're not creatively passionate about for a client. Whereas in the market scene, you are there selling your artwork that you're passionate about, that you love, that you created. And it does also allow you to meet future clients that you do want to do that one-on-one work with and give you that opportunity if you want, because the people who come to markets are just as important as the artists who are stall holding at markets. The people who show up and support their community and really help artists thrive, those are the people who literally pay our lunch meals. They literally pay our rent. So that is what is so important too, is the people who actually want to buy art and be a part of that relationship between artists and their livelihood.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose, are you hoping for a sense that with both the market and the collective of Buy and Four, you're going to be encouraging other people to start their own collectives and their own markets? Because it's, I don't know, it's just interesting how these sorts of scenes don't necessarily hold any competition with each other, but very much so every market is trying to boost up other ones, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely think that the community definitely lives on the idea that if one of us succeeds, we all succeed, and that kind of idea that we can do this ourselves. We don't need the approval from some like non-existent, scary, like big hierarchy art world, that we actually can have these grassroots startups that boost each other and boost our own profitability, but also our own desire to thrive and make things. Because making things for the sake of making things is so important. Like just putting beauty and art in the world. And if you and your friends want to do that and just start up something, then you should. There's no one stopping you but yourself. Obviously, that is only true in the scheme of ideas. There are always hurdles with these sort of things like funding and finding places and things like that. But when we work together, we can really overcome anything.
I love how all of this really seems like it's basically just like a big allusion to socialism and just decentralizing everything.
Yeah,
everything I mean, that we do.
You may have seen me at the Tamaki Anarchist Book Fair.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah, no, but, we reported on that as well on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's the thing, like, decentralization of means of production, like, making sure that the people have their own ability to create and kind of certify their livelihoods, that is the most important thing. And I think anyone who makes art is doing it in protest, regardless of if it's a smiley face on a wall or a doodle in your book, you know, like in your uni notes, they're all just doodles. Like that in itself is a form of protest against the mainstream patriarchy and government.
Totally. Well, it's been so awesome to chat to you. Just to sort of like finish off, can you remind our listeners when and where they could attend the very first Buy and Four zine market?
Absolutely. Come on down to Ellen Melville Centre on the 20th of May from 11 to 4pm and check out all the incredible artists and zine makers that will be with Buy and Four that day.
Awesome. I'll try to be there. I hope that everyone else will be there. And it's also been lovely chatting to you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.